It's a pleasant summer afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Under a mix of sunshine and some stubborn clouds and spots, our temperatures today are running near seasonable levels and our humidity remains in check. You know, I think about last summer and the heat and the humidity were constantly with us. It seems that we were battling all of that mugginess and very warm temperatures day after day. This summer, it's been a struggle to even hit the 90 degree mark, and we're coming up on nearly 2 months since we last hit 90 in and around the capital region. It's amazing the difference we can see from year to year, and this summer has been much more comfortable in terms of heat and humidity. So moving ahead, there might be a passing shower in a couple of spots coming up through the rest of the day into tonight, but by and large, we're looking generally dry across the area, and with low levels of humidity, it's going to be another really good night for sleeping in terms of the weather across the area. Temperatures overnight will fall back into the 50s to near 60 degrees, and just like last night, some areas of locally dense fog are likely to form, especially after midnight. And by tomorrow, we'll have some fog around early. Of course, the fog will burn off as the day moves along, and we'll have sunshine to start things off. A couple of clouds will mix in with the sun from time to time as we go through the day, and there may be a passing shower or thunderstorm in just a couple of spots tomorrow afternoon. So most of us will have a dry day tomorrow. It'll be a mild day as temperatures bounce up into the 80s for most of us, but the dew points remain quite low, and that means our comfort level is still quite good in terms of humidity. Moving into Friday, it'll be a little bit cloudier. We'll start to see more clouds in the area, a chance for a few showers and storms as well, but it doesn't look overly wet on Friday. Temperatures on Friday will be in the 70s to near 80. And then on Saturday, we'll have a little more mugginess in the air and a little bit of a better chance for some passing showers and storms as we kick off the weekend. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear, areas of locally dense fog, low in the 50s to around 60. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm, high 78 to 84. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear, areas of locally dense fog, low in the 50s to around 60. And tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm, high 78 to 84. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear, areas of locally dense fog, low in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm, high 80 to 85. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, mostly clear, areas of locally dense fog, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, a blend of sun and clouds, chance for an isolated afternoon shower or storm, high 80 to 85. Region-wide on Friday, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance for a few showers and thunderstorms, highs in the 70s to around 80. And on Saturday, mostly cloudy, with a better chance for showers and thunderstorms, with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.